Good day of Shabbos, Parshas Noach. Noach recently is more famous than ever before with the song Noach was a big tzaddik. But at the same time, Chazal seem to be critical of Noach. They call the flood Mei Noach. So how do we understand who Noach was? Hashem felt that the world had reached a point where it had to be destroyed. The value of family and the value of possessions had been corrupted. The gifts that Hashem gave humanity had been used wrongly. Therefore, the world had to be destroyed. Noach and his family were kept alive. Noach ish tzaddik. But Chazal say in the words of Yovei Noach, Af Noach mikatne emunoi, maimin ve'enoi maimin. Noach comes to the door of the teva, the time arrives, it begins to rain slightly. So he has emunah because he's standing up. But he didn't go in until it started to pour. Why didn't he go in? It's beginning to rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him there was going to be a marble. He'd been building a teva for 120 years. So why didn't he go into the teva when it begins to rain slightly? What does it mean, maimin ve'enoi maimin? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Noach couldn't believe that Hashem would go ahead and destroy all of humanity. Noach understood that he was building a teva for humanity to do teshuvah. They would see him build it and change their ways. The time gets closer. He's bringing every animal, elephants, rodents, giraffes, everything he's doing right. But still he thought, would Hashem really follow through on his threat to destroy the world? And only when it started to pour, he realized that it was starting to happen. Chazal called this katnei emunah. There are a lot of things that we don't understand. There are difficult parashas in the Torah, for example, the Tochacha. There are things in our own life. It's hard for us to understand how Hashem, who is all good, goyimel chasodim toivim, that all he does is good. Then you learn our history and our own lives and we just don't get it. That is katnei emunah. We want to tell ourselves Hashem will never do that because to us it just doesn't make sense. And we're bothered by all these questions. That's because we don't know what good is. Hashem expects of us to be able to accept that Hashem is all good and that good is also sometimes painful. He wants us to trust that Hashem knows what He is doing and more than that, that He knows what real tov is. There's a famous story about this group of students sitting with their rabbi and they're having this discussion of if they were God, how they would do things differently. And one student says, you know, Rabbi, if I was God, there would be no more illness in the world. Another one stands up and says, you know, Rabbi, if I was God, there would be no more war in the world. And everyone says what they would do differently. And they ask the rabbi and says, you know, Rabbi, what would you do if you were God? And the rabbi says, you know what I would do? I would keep the world exactly as it is. The challenges Hashem gives us are perfect for us and made only for us to grow and work on ourselves. Noach, because of his tzidkus, his righteousness, he couldn't see Hashem carrying out his threats. He did everything until the point he was standing next to the teva. But to go inside and really believe that Hashem will carry out his threats, nah. And from his perspective, that wasn't good. A year is supposed to believe everything from Hashem is kulo tov, goyimel chasadim tovim. And really, this is how a yid is supposed to arrive at Shabbos. This is how one is supposed to feel. Ba Shabbos, ba menucha. Shabbos, you're supposed to be at totality, at peace, in love with Hashem, and feel totally secure. During the week, we aren't tranquil, because there's so much going on, so much worry, finances, health, relationships. We're so overburdened with everything. Come Shabbos, we remember we don't run the world. He runs the world, Hashem runs the world. Hashem loves us. And although all we've got to worry about everything and do and try and fix, come Shabbos, we remind ourselves, Hashem, He runs the world anyway. We're back to say, let go, stop worrying. Let go, stop your mind racing. At Shabbos, to feel the peace, the tranquility of Shabbos. This is a commandment of what Shabbos is. Hashem knows what He's doing. Enjoy a tranquil Shabbos, this island in time, Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.